Hello everyone, it's me, and I just finished watching Flash Forward, the new TV series from ABC, and what can I say, it's fucked up. It's like watching Lost all over again. It starts the same way with because, you know, in Lost you have the plane crash, and here you have a major catastrophe with car crashes everywhere and also helicopters falling down and all you can possibly think of. And then you start thinking about all those, you know, quantum mechanics, because you have these visions of the future and you don't know if that's the only future that the world will have, or if there are possible futures like different universes and they're only glimpsing, and are they all glimpsing at the same one, or everyone has his vision of the future. Because, well, let me sum it up. The whole humanity in the whole world blacks out for 2 minutes 17 seconds. And during this time, they black out and they have visions of their future 6 months from now. So, like 29 of April, I think, 2010. And so they have these little visions, but they're very precise. They can remember what they were reading, and so they're trying to find some kind of use for that, to understand what happened. And everyone has their problems. Someone has a vision of in a positive way, and someone in a bad way, like the major character sees himself drinking again, so that's a bad thing. And his wife sees herself like with another man that she doesn't know. And so some of these visions are pretty bad, and someone doesn't even have a vision, which means that probably, I'm just guessing, but that's what the character himself thinks, in 6 months he'll be dead, so that's why he doesn't have any vision of his future in 6 months. But, well, I don't know. And let me think. We have Charlie and Penny from Lost, obviously with different names, but, you know, they're the same ones, the actors. And we have the, I don't remember the name, the R-Line, the one in Lost. There's a billboard with the name on it, and there's also a billboard of, on the side of a bus, there's a sign of Desperate Housewives, so they're trying to, you know, the usual Easter eggs all around. And it's, I'll probably watch it, but it's pretty, it gave me anxiety. Well, it's weird, but I'm gonna keep watching it and we'll see. Well, it's pretty late here and I'm finishing the time I have, so everyone, good night and have fun.